رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سلم سنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الرؤية والحلم, the difference between the ru'ya, ru'ya, alif in the end, not ta, marbuta, not ta in the end, but ru'ya with alif in the end. That's called visions, vision dreams. Al-hilm, the dream which may any one of us can see it daily in his dream. Could be good, could be bad, the dream. The ulama guided us from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you see something good, you could announce it, publish it, discuss it with anyone you love, if the dream will be good. If it will be bad and something scary, you shouldn't tell anyone about it. That's what the sunnah is. Come to the question is, what is the difference between ru'ya, ru'ya in the end, alif in the end, and the dream? Ru'ya is a part from an-nubuwa. Ru'ya by alif in the end, that is a part from the prophethood. Prophets all the time, their ru'ya are true. Question, second question, is only the prophets could see this ru'ya or the righteous people too? The right answer in Islam, also the righteous, al-nas as-salihin, people, righteous people could see, because it is a part from 46 parts of the prophethood. Sign for anyone to be a prophet, he has a 40 chapters of signs to be a prophet. One of it is a ru'ya. He could see a dream, visions, and ru'ya al-anbiya haqq. All the ru'ya for all the prophets are truth, no doubt about it. Time. Allah taught his prophets to make interpretation. They are capable to make interpretation of it, or to teach them. I'm going to give you an example. After we mention this hadith, al-hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith mentioned in Muslim and the others. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ar-ru'ya as-sadiqa min al-anbiya. The truthful ru'ya, it's from the prophets, or Allah send it to the prophets. Wal-hilmu min al-shaytan, and the regular dream which you see it daily, actually it's from what? Especially the bad dreams. It's from what? Ash-shaytan. So we agree about that, inshaAllah ta'ala. Allah mentioned different prophets saw a ru'ya. Among them, Abu al-Anbiya, alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Ibrahim. As you see it, and all of you, you know, we're not going to go for detail, we don't have time for that, but all of you know that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah mentioned in Surah As-Safat, Allah says in the Quran, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعُهُ السَّعِي قَالَ يَا بُنَيْ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَرَى رُؤْيَا إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُ. And when Ismail became strong to walk, old enough to walk with his father, he walked with his father. to the mountain. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he saw a ru'ya. He saw and he told his son and he informed his son. That's why he took him from his mother. He doesn't want to say that in front of his mother. He took him and both of them walking. And Allah says that in the Quran. And when they while they walking, he told him, "Oh son, I saw a vision in my dream that I am slaughtering you." فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. He did not grab him and right away he killed him. La. He told them, "Look, what or think about it, what you can say. I need to see what you can say." He shared with him because he know it's from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And the son came with a great faith too. قال يا أبتي افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. Oh my father, do what Allah commanded you and you're gonna find me among those who are bish. Allahu Akbar. What kind of a child? If you do that today to Rabbi Razr Iqbal, so what happened? Child abuse. You're gonna go to the jail forever. SubhanAllah. Now you see that. So Ismail also carried a great faith in Islam. And Allah is saying, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينِ. And after both of them submit themselves to Allah, they accepted the decision of Allah. وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينِ. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he took him and he put him on his face to slaughter him. Because he doesn't want to show him. He show him when he put the knife over his neck. It's rahma. Even with the animal, when you try to slaughter and make qurbani, don't ever show the knife to the animal. It's mercy even with the animal. So, وَتَلَّهُ الْجَبِينَ. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he put him in on his front. On the tomb or the grave. فَنَادَيْنَاهُ. Allah said, we called him. أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيم قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. Oh Ibrahim, you fulfilled with your vision dream. Allahu Akbar. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And Allah sacrificed and sent animal or goat from the heaven to sacrifice. He became our Eid, alhamdulillah, that Allah sacrificed Ismail. Also, Allah spoke about Yaqub with Sayyidina Ismail when he said, قَالَ يَا بُنَيْ لَا تَقُصُصْ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا. Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, when Yusuf alayhi salam saw a vision too, that رأيت إحدى عشر كوكبا. I saw 11 what?
Stars.
والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين. And I saw the moon and the sun and the moon and all of the stars and the sun of the moon prostrating for me. SubhanAllah. Then Yaqub, he fear, he's a Nabi also. He said, don't tell the story, this vision for your brothers, other way they're gonna do what? They're gonna kill you, they're gonna plan against you. So it is Ru'ya came. And not only this, as you see also, Ru'ya could come to who? To even a kafir. Could come to kafir. You remember the Pharaoh in the time of Yusuf also? He saw like a seven cows swallow. Another seven skinny, swallow seven fat cows. It is also, and he told his own administration, his own people around him. Also, and Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah teach him, Allah explain to him how we make interpretation for this vision's dream. Allah. And he give explanation. And you never know, it could be benefits or could be warning. Here again, it could be give you benefits or could give you warning in your life. So, also the two prisoners, Yusuf alayhi salam, when he met them in the prison, and they explain their ru'ya also. They are non-Muslim. They are kafir. And Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he made interpretation for this ru'ya. So I just like you to use. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala, ra'a wa ru'ya ummi allati ra'at. And my mother, and his mother, she's a what? She's not a Muslim. And she saw also a ru'ya. Ru'ya with alif. What she saw? She saw when she delivered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that night before she delivered him, she saw like a light, powerful light, came from her and covered all the area up to the castles and the mansion of Kisra, the king of Persia. And وَأَضَاءَتْ لَهُ قُصُورَ الشَّامِ. All the castle and the mansions which belonged to the king became lighted with nur. That is the nur came from his mother when she delivered him to this life, and Allah light all his castles and mansion. This is the ru'ya haqq, inshaAllah ta'ala. وجاء عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم and proof also from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الرؤيا الحسنة من الرجل الصالح. The good ru'ya from also from could come from who? The righteous man. The righteous man or righteous woman. Both of them, they could see something good and it's fact and it is the truth. And the Prophet cleared it for all of us. He said, it is from one part, from 46 parts of the sign of the Prophethood. So anyone, righteous person, could see a ru'ya too. It's not only the Prophets, only the righteous male or female, inshaAllah ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Yazid, and Sayyidina Umar, both of them, they saw in their dream a visions too. What they saw? The Adhan. How is the Adhan came? This Adhan which we make in our Salah and the Iqamah. Two of the great companions saw it. Sayyidina Umar wa Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Yazid radiallahu anhuma. They saw the Adhan, and both of them, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet approved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because in the beginning of the Salah, they used to have like a ring to call the Salah, but Allah showed it to two great companions, Abdullah ibn Yazid and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhuma. So this is from Allah. The ru'ya, first we have to learn it today, it's come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And from the wonderful things Allah gave it to us. To show you something, to guide you for something, to warning you from something. But today our time, our generation became in mess. Especially with the ru'ya. People run to a book for interpretation and they took it as real and solid fatwa or explanation or interpretation based to what they saw in the book. We have to understand this fact, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. A ru'ya could be different from one to the another. Maybe a mujahid, me and you, we saw the same dream, but your dream will be different than mine, totally. And we saw the same thing. And what's the proof? It's known, some people, they saw a river, for example. They run and they give interpretation. What is, if you see a river in your dream, it's the meaning so and so. If you saw a snake, it's meaning so and so. If you saw, one of the brothers came to me one day and he told me, a sheikh, I'm scaring. So what, you're scaring? Why are you scared, my brother? Because I saw in my dream that one of my teeth coming out. The doctor, I went to the doctor and took it by force. Then I went to another imam. He told me, "Ya akhi, this is bad dream. You're gonna lose one of your child." Allahu Akbar. And the brother came and he's scared too much. He's gonna lose one of his brother. We have to understand there is some specialist people, such as all of us, we know the great alim. His name is Ibn Sirin. Ibn Sirin, he has a great and famous book called Tafsir al-Ahlam, the interpretation of the dream. Not anybody could do that. In order to be qualified to give interpretation for the dream, you must be hafiz al-Quran. You must know the tafsir of al-Quran. You must know memorize the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. You must know the fiqh in Islam. So that means you're talking about a great mufti. Not like somebody like Sheikh Mustafa, who just walk and fell down. Walk and fell down because he has no knowledge. Subhanallah. But this is the sign of the great scholars. I'm going to give you an example before you leave. Two different people came to Ibn Sirin. First one, he told them, "Ya Ibn Sirin, Ya Imam, I saw and I heard adhan in my dream." So he heard what? Adhan in my dream. So Ibn Sirin answered him, قال ستحج إلى بيت الله. You will go and make hajj for the house of Allah. It's a good ruya here, right? قال. And then after that, another man, he came with the same dream. He said, يا ابن سيرين, I saw in my dream and I heard the adhan. He said, that means you going to steal and your hand will be chopped off. So the people around Ibn Sirin, they ask him, "Ya Ibn Sirin, both of them, they came and they told you, we hear the adhan in our dream. You give different fatwa. Good news for the first one and bad news for the second one." Look what Ibn Sirin about the adhan. قَالَ أَمَّا الْأَوَّلِ. The first man who came to me, I look on his face. فَرَجَيْتُ فَوَأَدْتُ فِيهِ الصَّلَاحِ. I saw the sign of righteousness and taqwa on the face of the first one. فَأَوَّلْتُ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ. And then I look in the book of Allah and I made explanation for the first one when he heard the adhan. When Allah says in the Quran in Surah Al-Hajj, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Adhin, proclaim al-hajj for all people. Adhin, when Allah sent the commandment to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he told him, "Ya Ibrahim, adhin fi nas, make adhan to for al-hajj." So I made the explanation of this dream for the first one that he's going to wear hajj. Second one, when I looked to him on his face, I don't feel comfortable. I feel actually that the man, he's not righteous. Subhanallah. Because this is actually the sign of as-salihin. The imam or the great scholars in Islam, when they look to the people, there from their talking, from their face, from the way how they speak, you could figure out the sign of righteousness and taqwa. And the other one, when I look to his face, I don't feel comfortable. I found him like he is a sneaky and he's not righteous. Listen this before you go. And when I look at him, قَوَّلْتُ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. I look in the book of Allah and I found ayah from Surah Yusuf عليه السلام. Allah says in ثم أذن مؤذن أيتها العير إنكم لسارقون. And Allah said in this ayah, a crier cried, "O you caravan, surely you are thief." Surely, you know, when Yusuf alayhi salam, he took the golden bowl which belonged to the king, and he took it and he bore it in a caravan of his brother, those who came from bloody Sham to Egypt. So in order to keep them with him, he took this golden ball and he bore it on the buckets or on the caravan or on the caravan of their cattle. And then he called someone to make adhan. The man he heard adhan to make adhan, or he cried to the people, أَيَّتُهَا الْعِيرُ إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ. Oh you in the caravan, surely you are thief. So then I told the second man, your adhan that you go into steal, and your hand will be sharped, and the Khalifa, and they will call all the people in Medina, somebody steal, bring him to the judgment, so your hand will be what? Sharped off. This is adhan, and this is adhan, and totally different interpretation. What I give you today, and the time is over, is just as brother Iqbal is appetizer. Like you go in to the restaurant and give you salad. We don't speak about the vision yet. We don't speak about the dream yet. We're going to have a lot of the stuff. And we show you what is the difference, inshallah, between the vision, the ru'ya, and the dream. Because all of us, we saw a lot of dream and we scare too much. Let we continue our class. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us life, inshallah, and we see all this beautiful face to learn our deen, inshallah, together. Ameen. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make, inshallah ta'ala, make all of us among us as-salihin, those who saw ru'ya, good ru'ya, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala provide us with a tawfiq and success. Allah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save our masjid. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward the brother who worked for Islam. Allah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless our jama'ah in Masjid Manhattan and everywhere else. Allah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect all the Muslims everywhere. Allah. And give victory for Islam in everywhere. Allah. And protect all our children, our women, Allah, our people, inshallah, in Islam. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to make all of us love each other fi sabilillah. Qulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. You have a question?
Yes, question.
Barakallahu feek. Jazakallahu khair, inshallah. Jazakallahu khair. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward you. May Allah inshallah ta'ala increase you, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakallahu khair, brother Mustafa, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah bless all of you.
For carpet?
The carpet and the mansion, inshallah. Jazakallahu khair.